This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So the media is doing what the media does, and they want to make this UN thing like, oh, everybody's laughing at Trump. Trevor Noah, the hack comedian from wherever he's from, South Africa, he's, oh, Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. He's Seth Rogen, I mean, Seth Meyers, whatever their names are, I don't know them. Why bother? None of them get more viewership than some YouTube video that you create for your second grade, you know, for your kid in the second grade's musical. So why bother? But between them and the media, oh, the world is laughing at Donald Trump. Look at him as they chuckle, this, that, and the other. The world is not laughing at President Trump. I'm telling you, point blank to your face, they are not laughing at this man. They respect him. And Trump was just, he was like, hey, here's what America's done under my leadership. He goes, didn't quite expect that. But you know what? He who laughs last, laughs best. Or some say he didn't get the joke. But Trump gets the joke. America has been the joke of foreign policy for the better part of four decades. $13 trillion in debt in a decade. And just trade alone. Think about that. That was larger than our entire GDP. I mean, I'm sorry, it was on par with our GDP probably 15 years ago. But it was larger than our entire debt when Obama took office. What we had in trade deficit. Obama doubled that, which means now that we're at $21 trillion. We ended up at 19 plus trillion. Now it's over 21. And Trump's going, when I put that trade money back into our economy, we're going to start shrinking this debt. And he knows it. He knows how money works. When China and these other countries stop jacking with their currency, we will start shrinking our debt. Man, it was so fun to watch him go at it. But what was really interesting is how the media, as I said, the media, you know, coming at Donald Trump and trying to make issue with him. And here's what I wanted. He's crushing him. And here's this story I read. It says, after a year of continued tension between President Donald Trump and the news media, the partisan divides and attitudes towards the news media that widened in the wake of the 2016 presidential election remain stark, according to a new Pew Research Center analysis of survey data of 5,000 plus U.S. adults collected between February 22nd and March the 4th of this year. Specifically, strong divisions between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to, and here it comes, people, pay attention, support of the news media's watchdog role, perceived fairness in political coverage, trust in information from both national and local news organizations, and ratings of how well the media keep people informed. And here's what this survey was. It had the biggest divide that I'd seen. I mean, multiple points of division, and it was the largest division of media I was going to say in history. So here are the numbers. Okay. Media criticism of political leaders keeps them from doing things they shouldn't. Democrats say 82% that it does. Republicans say 38% that it does. News organizations tend to favor one side. You're going to really like this one. 86% of Republicans say yes. 52% of Democrats say yes. There's a 34-point gap there. In the media criticism of political leaders keeps them from doing things they shouldn't, there was a 44-point gap, just for those keeping score. Information from national news organizations is very trustworthy. 35% of Democrats say yes. 12% of Republicans say yes. 23% gap. But here's the deal with that. Only 35% of Democrats believe the news. That's what's so shocking. Wow. Then here's the last one. national news media doing well, very well at keeping them informed. 27% of Democrats say yes, 11% of Republicans. That's a 16-point gap. But again, even with the Democrats, only 27% say they're well informed. Only 35% find them trustworthy at all. 52% of them say they favor one side. Those are not good statistics for somebody who believes the media is, you know, is in cahoots with them and used to be able to drive the narrative. And it's only getting worse. Almost every one of these things. So, for example, in 2016, media criticism of political leaders keeps them from doing things they shouldn't. It was a 3% gap. 77% of Republicans said that's the case. 74% of Democrats. Now it's 82% of Democrats say that's the case, and only 38% of Republicans. So Republicans flipped it and dropped significantly down from 77 down to 38. In every other category, it's almost like the news organizations tend to favor one side. It's gone, well, that's the only one that looks good for them, because the Democrats went from 64 down to 52. Republicans went from 84 to 86. Information from national news, very trustworthy, 27% in 2016 to 35 in 2018, but it's gone down for Republicans, 15 to 12. And then national news media keeping them informed, 28% for Republicans, 24% in 2016, down to 11%. Big drop. Democrats roughly flat, 28% in 16 and 27% in 2018. But what I'm getting at is this doesn't bode well for the Democrats. This is not a chart that you can look at and go, ooh, this is all good stuff. This is bad news when you depend on the media to do your bidding for you. And if you wonder why the media is struggling, why they're in triage, you're getting your answer. Because people no longer trust them. And why should we? Like I said earlier, Trump goes to the UN, gives what I call beyond presidential. It was bigger than presidential, and our media ridicules him. Let me tell you, they're not ridiculing Trump around the world. And the media should be ashamed of itself, because it isn't like Trump lied. You can bet there are people that sat there and counted his lies, as they would call it, as he laid out all the things that he's done. Remains coming back from North Korea. Peace on the peninsula. Israel with its capital. ISIS on the run. And there are many, many other things that this man is talking about. The economy of America growing. Other economies benefiting from that. And so on and so forth. And they can't stand it. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left doesn't want to tell you when Donald Trump's being successful and when other countries are starting to look at his policies and ask themselves, should we be doing the same thing? I mean, if you were to profile Europe and ask them, you know, look at countries and say, what is their stance on illegal immigration now, refugees? What are their stance on austerity? Looking at their economy and saying, you know what, we can't spend like this anymore. We can't, you know, this, that. Nationalized health care, whatever else that may be going on. We got to start looking at these policies more, you know, in more depth and not just thinking about giving things away. You don't hear about all the things that Donald Trump is impacting by his policies right here in America. His policies feel like I'm going through puberty. So, but if they did, if the media told you what was going on around the world, you'd be shocked. Shocked. Here's an article from Reuters about Trudeau. Trudeau is under pressure. Here's what they say. Business and political leaders are increasing the pressure on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to agree to a deal to renew NAFTA and drop his insistence that no deal is better than a bad deal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Donald Trump sent a message to Canada that says, we aren't doing business with you until you do it fairly. And he said, you can't sell lumber. You can't sell a host of products. This is what your new tariffs are coming into America until we get a deal that's more fair. And Trudeau goes, we were not to negotiate with the United States because we don't want to do this, and this is a good deal for Canada. It's been a good deal for Canada. And remember all the brouhaha when Donald Trump went to Mexico and said, okay, here's going to be the new deal. Is Mexico complaining? Let me ask you this. Have you heard anything about the Mexico deal, the trade deal? Probably not. And the reason is, it's working. It's in Trump's favor. It's in America's favor. The media doesn't want to tell you that Donald Trump went to Mexico, said, look, guys, you want to play? I get it. You got some international, you know, people are watching, right? So you got to feel like you've been, you know, Tommy Toughbutt. So what do you need to look good for your folks? They told him. He says, I'm not willing to go for this, but I'll let you have some wiggle room. But at the end of the day, let me explain something to you. You have $72 billion of our dollars in balance in trade. You are profiting by $72 billion. How much wiggle room do you think you really have? How tough do you think you can be in this negotiation when I throw tariffs on everything that you do, when I stop buying products from you and reshift it back to America on nearshore manufacturing, etc.? What do you really think you're going to be able to do to me? I can see this negotiation going on behind the scenes where Donald Trump's, because he's a no-nonsense guy, he's going to be like, look, guys, do you want to play the game or do you want me to just cut to the chase?
Mr. President, we would really like for you to cut to the chase.
Okay, here's the chase. You got $72 billion in your favor. That's a big part of your economy. I can cut it out with a stroke of a pen. So you're either going to look at this seriously or you're going to lose business with the biggest economy in the world that happens to be your neighbor. So you got a lot of advantages. You don't have any shipping costs. You know, we have rail and we've got longshoremen, which are going to be a lot cheaper than these big boats that have to come across, you know, from China. So we can do some good together, but you're going to do it my way. And that's the way that negotiation went. And Mexico is like, the guy who said, I will send people to the United States and, you know, I don't care about your borders and all that. He's going, okay, we had a really good negotiation, because you can bet Donald Trump said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to stop your illegal immigration because we're going to start billing you for it. Or I'm going to penalize you one way or the other. We're going to build this wall and you're going to honor our laws, period. That's the way this is going to work. Now, they're not. You don't see anything leaking about that meeting. You don't see any news about, oh, the Mexican government really laid it out for Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump laid down the law and you don't hear a word about it because it's working. And now you got foreign, you know, Canada, they're putting pressure on him. They're going, look, we're feeling the pressure. We've got a neighbor here that wants to do business with us, and you don't want to do business. They said we're going to hold fresh talks on NAFTA this coming week, and this October 1st deadline looms for Canada. And according to this article, they say the two sides are far apart in some areas, and Trudeau says his liberal government will walk away if necessary. But they say signs are growing that hitherto solid domestic support for Ottawa's stance is fraying amid fears of the political economic damage. The United States takes 75% of Canada's goods exports, and President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on autos. Yeah. They say people are worried. Freeland defended Ottawa's stance on Tuesday, saying any negotiator who goes into a negotiation believing that he or she must get a deal at any price will be forced to pay the maximum price for that deal. But they say that's worrying people. The problem with that bold statement that no deal is better than a bad deal is that a bad deal is very much in the eye of the beholder, said John Manley, a former Liberal finance minister who heads the Business Council of Canada, which groups many chief executives. Anyone who thought we were going to get something better than what we had under NAFTA 1.0 is delusional. We knew this was all about taking some things away, Manley said by phone on Tuesday. Trump came to power last year threatening to tear up NAFTA unless major changes were made to a pact he believes for the loss of manufacturing jobs. He announced the side deal with Mexico and made it clear he was prepared to exclude Canada. Now, do you think Donald Trump has backed off of this statement? Because here's what he said. Canada has taken advantage of our country for a long time. We love Canada. But they are in a position that is not a good position. And he complained about the high dairy. Let me tell you something. If you're into dairy, if you want to, I'm giving you stock tips. These are jewels. Buy some dairy stocks. Donald Trump is going to get dairy sent to Canada whether they like it or not. This is what I would do if I had extra money. Look, if you happen to make some money on this stuff that I give you, you can send a few bones our way. Yeah, the U.S. negotiators are pressing for more access to Canada's protected dairy market. This is what Doug Ford, the premier of Ontario, said. He says, "You're all hearing the rumors that we are hearing that maybe we don't want a deal. So we're going down there to say, you bloody well need to get a deal." Wow. Now, let me ask you, how many Americans are worried about trade with Canada? How many of us are going, "We better get a deal with Canada, Donald Trump, or you're toast, man. You better make it happen, Donald Trump." No, because we've been losing billions of dollars every year to Canada, giving them money. They've decimated our lumber industry in the Northwest, and nobody seems to care. And Donald Trump says, "I care." And he says, "We're going to get a fair deal." But is there anybody in America going, "Man, we better get this deal with Canada, or Donald Trump, you're toast"? Said nobody ever. But they're saying it to Trudeau. Now, do you think the media is going to tell you this about the Canadian golden boy? The pretty boy? No. They want to protect him, make him feel like he's winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You WSA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford wrapped up her testimony today before Senate Judiciary Committee. Next, it will be Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After Ford's testimony, Senator Lindsey Graham spoke to reporters.
We're 40-something days away from the election, and their goal, not Ms. Ford's goal, is to delay this, pass the midterms, so they can win the Senate and never allow Trump to fill the seat. I believe that now more than ever. I don't know who paid for a polygraph, but somebody did.
A body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old North Carolina boy with autism was found Thursday. This ends a near week-long search for the 6-year-old who vanished at a national park with his father. The boy's father, Ian Rich, explained that his son started running after a jogger.
I couldn't catch up with him. I feel guilt for letting him get so far ahead of me before I started running after him.
A news conference will be held later this afternoon in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Michael Avenatti, creepy porn lawyer, it looked like for a while he may have gotten punked when they were discussing this new, the latest person to say that Justice Kavanaugh, or Judge Kavanaugh had done something to him. And he's been all over the news promoting this latest victim. And there was a story that was circulating the other day that said this yet unnamed woman might be a prank, because there was an email that went out and a guy tweeted it, and he said, and you'd have to look at it, but it essentially said, "I have my girlfriend set up Avenatti." And then it just went on to show, like, he offered her $20,000 to do an exclusive interview on this, and get, as long as they could have exclusivity, yada, yada, yada. Well, Avenatti came back later on in the day and said, "No, she's really real, and we've got all kinds of evidence." And so now they want to, you know, move forward. Now, keep in mind, this is the guy that accused class virgin Brett Kavanaugh of running a gang rape ring while he was in high school. And then you got to understand what he said about Cohen's tapes. He said he knows the substance of what was discussed in those tapes, and they were going to be so powerful, they were going to bring down Donald Trump. And it's over. He's completely backed away from Cohen running a sex gang, thing. And now nothing came from Cohen. Just like nothing comes from Manafort or anything else he's left us do. Nothing's come from Stormy Daniels, but he's got a new client. This guy's become the Gloria Allred of the left. So now he's saying, "Hey, I'm ready to move forward with my new client," and he's identified her. He tweeted a photo. She's all smiles. So she lays out serious allegations. His name is Julie Swetrick. He says, "Here's a picture of my client, Julie Swetrick. She is courageous, brave, and honest. We ask that her privacy and that of her family be respected." Oh, man. These lefties are so funny. In a statement, Julie Swetrick a current government employee, alleges Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge attended a party where she was drugged and gang raped by several boys. While she does not accuse Kavanaugh of assaulting her, she claims she witnessed him participate in the gang rapes. In his tweet that included the screenshots, Avenatti asserted that Kavanaugh's nomination must not go forward until these instigations are investigated, these allegations are investigated. And here's what she says. In approximately 1982, I became a victim of one of these gang or train rapes where Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh were present. Shortly after the incident, I shared what had transpired with at least two other people. During the incident, I was incapacitated without my consent. Now, here's what I love about this. The Democrats have figured out how to morph this. No, she wasn't one of the drunks like Ford, Christine Blasey Ford, or Deborah, what's her name? Deborah Ramirez. No, she was drugged. They slipped her something. They said, so without her consent, and she was unable to fight off the boys raping her. I believe I was drugged using Quaaludes or something similar placed in what I was drinking. I think I was. Yeah, so she alleges that she witnessed Kavanaugh waiting in the rape line for his turn in the gang rape of another woman whom they allegedly incapacitated. So she witnessed that he waited in. I just want you to understand the craziness of what we're dealing with here. This woman, it says, I was at another party where these guys had set up their rape line, and I actually saw them, Kavanaugh, waiting in line for his turn with this person that they were with. And, of course, this woman, too, was being raped. My suspicion is the person being, and I'm using my finger quotes, raped, was Julie Blasey Ford. Why not? I read somewhere she had 68 partners in high school. I don't know where we would get this information. I don't know whether somebody called in and went, oh, man, Julie, please. Ooh, people, I mean, Christine, we never know. Everybody knows what that girl was about. Let me tell you this. There is a girl that I went to school with. She was older than I was. And I went to military school, so I didn't interact with a lot of my buddies. But I would come home during the summers. And this girl, she was, I want to say, 3 years older than I was. And, of course, I was in junior high when she was in high school. I went to school with, I was in the class with her sister. We were the same age. Now, you know, when you're in junior high and a girl's 3 years older than you, she has no interest in you. And she had no interest in me. I always thought the girl was cute. She was very thin, but she had ample bosom, okay? Skinny girl, big bosom. And I came back from school, and one of my I was good friends. There was a brother. I'm not going to name names because people that I know listen to the show. They will figure this out, but I'm not going to say the names. So there was a couple of brothers, and I was good friends with the younger brother, who was probably 2 years older than me, and his older brother was about 3 years older than him. And I forget the younger brother's name. The older brother was Mike. The younger brother, who, by the way, was a closer friend to me, if you will, but I can't remember his first name. So I came home, and I was probably 16 or 17 at the time. And I'm talking with a bunch of guys, and, you know, because I'm getting reacquainted with my buddies. Hey, kid, what's up, man? Yeah. And so somebody, I was so out of the political scene of my little circle. It was crazy because I would always have to come back and reacclimate. I didn't know who was dating who married whom or whatever. So I'm back, and I was with a group of guys. We're hanging out, drinking beers, whatever. I was 16. I may not have been drinking beers, probably drinking Cokes. And one of the guys goes, hey, Mike married so-and-so. And this one guy who was a cool cat, his name was Dean. Yeah, I'll just give first names. And I went to school with his, one of his younger brothers and his cousin were both in my grade. Dean was like 4 years older than I was. So he was like a, you know, big campus guy. And I remember him saying, when they mentioned that this girl was going to marry Mike, or was about to marry Mike, and Dean goes, oh man, really? He goes, man, we run many a train on that girl. And I remember thinking, what? Because I saw the girl as this really nice, you know, wholesome, which, by the way, I saw all girls that way. I was so naive. I was just such a bumpkin. And they were like, oh, man, she's like party central. And I just, I will never forget that statement and the surprise. Now, her sister, who married a friend of mine, completely different. But I just will never forget my surprise and like, you got to be kidding me. And I remember feeling such embarrassment for my buddy's friend, a brother. And I cannot remember the younger brother's name, who was closer in age. And I just remember he was a fast pitcher. But anyway, I remember feeling such embarrassment for his brother, his older brother. And my comment was, I wonder if he knows that. In my head was, I wonder if he knows that that's what used to, you know, his future wife used to be like. And, you know, again, different view. Whatever she did to give herself pleasure, I don't care. But that was her reputation. And so that's why I keep telling people, and I'm not moralizing about it. You can think what you want about it. I've got my own views. If it were my daughter, I'd be upset. I'll just tell you right now. If it were my significant other, I would be upset to know that's the type of life. But, you know, it's in the past. You can think of it any way you want. But it would not be something that you hang your hat on. And that's why people are delicately talking about this. But this girl, please, you're going to tell me that this latest accuser went to a party where all these boys supposedly waited in line for their turn with a girl, and this girl did nothing? She didn't call the police and go, there's a rape happening and it's a gang rape. No, she didn't, because that's the set she hung with. If that indeed ever happened, it's because that's who she is. That's what those girls are about. And here's what's so sad, folks. This is the really sad part. There are generations of girls. You're 17, 18, 20 years old, and, you know, whatever. And that's the life that you've decided you want to live? Fine. There are girls that are 12, 13 years old making these decisions to do this. You think it's because of us? You think it's because of the Bible-thumping, sanctimonious people that want to look at women through the goggles that I explained that I looked at them through? Or do you think it's these leftists who sexualize kids in the first and second grade and teach them how to put condoms on bananas and want you to believe that pedophilia is okay? Whose fault do you think it is? I'm just curious.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Starting to get the picture? What's Kevin Jackson talking about on the Kevin Jackson Show? I'm saying, are you starting to get the picture? The picture that the Democrats, the leftists, the progressives are painting for you, which is they want to win at all costs. They don't care who's destroyed, including making liars out of women. Christine Blasey Ford, her life as she knows it is over. She is now a tainted, lying scumbag. So is Deborah, what's her last, Ramirez. She is a lying drunk, promiscuous lying drunk. And the latest one that they've trotted out, brought out by Avenetti, who brought proof that Judge Kavanaugh is a scoundrel of the highest order. What's her name? Is it worth even trying to remember her name? Oh, man. Davis? Something Davis? I don't. She says that she was given quaaludes and raped. And then she says, well, Kavanaugh wasn't participating, but he was waiting to and all this. And now, according to her letter, Swetnick, that's her name, isn't it? Was in college. Then she went to high school parties. And at these high school parties, girls were drugged and gang raped. She watched it all happen, but she kept going to the parties. 10+ parties is what she says. She didn't report a thing. And now 37 years later, these repressed memories have come back. The trauma of it all. So here's what Joe Pags, one of my radio buddies, said. Joe says, just so I'm clear, sleazy lawyer, Michael Avenetti, hang on, let me see what he said. Sleazy lawyer Michael Avenetti is presenting a client who says she attended gang rape parties and simply avoided the punch because she knew what was going on. She knew what these boys were doing to these girls, but instead of calling the police over the gang rapes, she just avoided the punch. Oh, I knew at those parties, don't drink the punch unless you were going to end up where my friends were. I told you guys, let me tell you what's happening here. Democrats want to clean up the reputation of girls who are very promiscuous. They want to say, look, it doesn't matter what these women were doing. This is the end game here. Oh, we're missing it because we're caught up in the rest of it, the farce of it. The end game is, look, it doesn't matter if Christine Blasey Ford had 68 sexual partners in high school. It doesn't matter what she was doing with her body. When she said no, it meant no. They shouldn't have given her drugs. Kavanaugh never should have. What was he supposed to have done to this girl? Let me tell you what he did to a girl who, and I don't know. I'm just getting information from different sources. But let's put it this way. Blasey Ford had a bit of a reputation, whatever number of guys. And so the thing that offended her most was when Kavanaugh supposedly and some dude named Mark went into the bathroom with her, and Mark watched as Kavanaugh pinned her to the floor and attempted to take off her clothes. But all the other things that she and Deborah Ramirez and this girl, Switchenick or whatever, did, that wasn't offensive. Oh, Avenetti says, no, shoot, man, Kavanaugh was over a pimp gang rape ring and all these other things. And he was a bad guy. Yeah, because that's what it takes to get into Yale and to become one of the top students and then to build your career around, you know, support of the law and order, and to have a family. I mean, he's a total freakazoid and nobody else knows it. But these people here, oh, and the cabal of students that are holding back at the prep school where he went. Because that prep school, no matter what they tell you, it was not what they tell you. It's not what it was crapped up to be. No, it was just nothing. It was for Kavanaugh and his buddies. It was just their dad's, you know, wet dream for them to go there and be able to do these crazy things to these girls. Oh, and by the way, then go on to Yale, you know, and graduate from there with honors and become, you know, a Supreme Court, potential Supreme Court nominee. Because that's what all Supreme Court nominees do. If you want to know the trail of how you become a good attorney, a federal judge, and ultimately a SCOTUS potential judge, you run rape gangs in high school. Jordan Rachel said, so basically, Julie Swetnick is telling us 40 years later that she sat and watched rapists and abusers at house parties over and over again, never said anything or did anything, and she kept attending every time. Oh, and her attorney, of all people, is Michael Avenetti. Yep, that's what they want you to believe. David French tweeted this. Please, someone help me with this. Georgetown Prep boys frequently committed gang rape. Lots of people knew they were committing gang rape. And despite this common knowledge, no one has talked publicly for 3 decades until the day before a crucial Senate hearing. He's helping us connect the dots. I want you to understand how deranged these people are. Now, they're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it. Kavanaugh is going to make it. And they're going to pay for it. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this. I think he makes a solid point here. Senator Graham, we skipped it here. Solid point here. Senator Graham on newest porn lawyer allegation. I have a difficult time. This is what Graham said. I have a difficult time believing any person would continue to go to, according to the affidavit, 10 parties over a 2-year period where women were routinely gang raped and not reported. C3 tweeted this. So let me get this straight. Julie Swetnick was at a party in the 80s, saw boys putting grain alcohol in punch bowls to get girls so drunk they passed out so a line of guys could take their turn raping them. But after seeing this horror, she went to 9 more parties. Are you beginning to see the thread here? Where people are going, I'm finding this difficult to believe. Julie Swetnick. Let me tell you what I'm not finding difficult to believe. That Christine Blasey Ford, that Deborah Ramirez, and Julie Swetnick were some party girls. These girls, I would suggest to you, if you find their classmates willing to tell you about them, you better get your earmuffs. I want to hear more. These girls are party girls. And now the Democrats are ruining their lives. And you know what? Let them. They probably got paid. Follow the money. Go look at their bank accounts. Or look at the bank accounts of their kids or their moms or whatever. They're getting some money from somewhere. Now, Jimmy Kimmel supposedly said something weird, and I don't know what he talked about, but he said something, and it got people. It was something against Kavanaugh, like if he goes to prison, they should cut off his penis or something like that. I just barely saw it. Just like, boop, boop, blip, blip. Anyway, here's what Dinesh D'Souza, buddy of mine, tweeted. He says, false allegations should have consequences too. So here's a deal for you at Jimmy Kimmel. If Ford is exposed as a liar tomorrow, would you agree to chop off your penis? I think it's only fair. That seems like what Jimmy Kimmel's wanting Kavanaugh to do. I love what Bill Mitchell tweeted. He tweeted this. He says, Brett Kavanaugh must be the luckiest mass rapist alive. He committed sexual assault continuously throughout high school, yet no one ever reported it, and his best friends didn't know, and 6 FBI investigations turned up nothing. You ever been through an FBI investigation? It's no fun. Even if it's just a screening, it's no fun. They look through crevices, man. You got to connect the dots. There can be no gaps in your resume. Where were you? Who were you with? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, by the book. Here's one. Katie Pavich tweeted this. Up next, Democrats will accuse Brett Kavanaugh of drinking so heavily he drove off a bridge with a young woman in the front seat, fled the scene, leaving her to drown, returned to the bar where he was drinking, only to come back later and find out she suffocated to death instead of drowning. Yikes! That reminds me of something I'm trying to think. And then Kamala Harris tweeted something about, you know, some petition they needed to sign about Kavanaugh, and Donald Trump Jr. asked, well, hey, is Cory Booker and all those congressional guys, are they going to sign it, the ones we paid off their sexual abuse claims?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.